Welcome to Road Trip Radio, the food, travel, and adventure show that's all about making the most of every moment. It's a fun-filled journey where you'll be introduced to amazing people, learn about interesting places, experience incredible food, and dare to take on new challenges. So fasten your seatbelts, turn up the volume, set your phone to speed dial, and get ready for a half hour of lighthearted enlightenment with your Road Trip Radio hosts, Rick Griffin and Sandy McKenna.
Hey, y'all, welcome to Road Trip Radio. You know, Sandy and I have a lot of major sporting events on our bucket list, as do a lot of our listeners. So in today's show, we're going to share some of our tips for traveling to one of these big-time competitions. So, Sandy, what's your number one tip?
Well, first of all, go with an empty stomach.
Yeah, I always like to eat local wherever we go.
Well, I think that's probably, you know me, I know just enough to get by at a sporting event, but I do love all the excitement about what happens before.
Oh, right, like the, well, tailgating. We've tailgated at a couple of different things, and that's always a lot of fun, a lot of good food out there.
I love that. And everybody's always in such a good mood before the game.
Yeah.
Because no matter how the outcome, you're always having a great time ahead of time.
You make a good point. You know, I have never been in a bad mood before a game. I can't say the same about after a game, but that's a really good tip. Arrive early.
Like I said, I think the best part of any event, since I don't understand any, you know, a whole lot about everything from football to hockey to, you know, NASCAR to the Kentucky Derby, I do enjoy, you know, the beverage and the local eats at the, you know, the pre-events. And I think getting there early, you really get to enjoy that and really get to feel the flavor of where you're at.
Yeah, I love events that have tailgating, you know, where people bring their grills and they cook food. And
I think pretty much everything has tailgating there, don't you?
Yeah, well, I haven't been to everything. I don't know if hockey has tailgating or not.
Sure.
They did? Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we should just make
it. I want to go see a Stanley Cup playoff game.
Yeah, we can tailgate. We can start a new tradition.
Yeah, but they may already be doing that. But I don't know if everybody does. But if one of my favorite tailgating tips is, you know, just walk by and tell people how good their food smells. And you get a lot of invitations that way.
Yes, we did that when you took me to the my first college football game in Alabama.
Oh, yeah, we had a full meal. I mean, we were full.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I love the way your potato salad looks. That's beautiful. We'll have some. Well, I couldn't. See, you're teaching me, when you taught me how to be Southern, it really paid off.
It does pay off. You know, it's the Southern pride thing. They have to be friendly and respectful. So any events you do in the South, you know, you're probably going to get you some good free food.
They were so nice. I mean, we sat down, watched TV. They were bringing us, I mean, like roasts. They had all kinds of really, you know, cakes and roasts. And it wasn't just like you're getting burgers and hot dogs.
Oh, no. It's a big deal. Yeah, it seems like every place kind of has their own little flavor of things they do. You know, you're talking about, I believe, the Alabama game we went to in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
And everybody seems to be about barbecue a lot there. You know, they're grilling the pig and all. But then we went tailgating down in LSU in Baton Rouge, and those
that's
folks,
a whole different animal.
Yeah, very different. I mean, but it was so good. It's all about the jambalaya and all
alligator.
That they. But yeah, and
alligator on a spit.
And those folks start tailgating like 2 days before the game. You know,
that's what they told us. Yeah, they start Thursday, and that's when they start roasting whatever and toasting themselves.
That's true. They do get a little toasted down at LSU, but they do adhere to my next tip, which is to eat before the game, because food inside the stadium is so dang expensive. You know, I just went to the Sugar Bowl this past year, and I paid like $13 for a popcorn and a Coke.
Well, you could have been at the movie theater for that price.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with you there, because usually, you know, concession food, it's rarely, you know, something terrific.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you have the opportunity to go into a little local joint and have something, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
and that's my preference.
Yep, and you know, on these major events, the party spills over into all the local bars and mm-hmm. restaurants as well.
Plus, they usually have clean bathrooms.
That's another important tip.
Exactly. So if you're eating there, you get to use the bathroom before you get to the stadium, and there's no bathrooms.
Yep.
Why they're so crowded, you can't use them.
Well, the thing to do is to plan your potty breaks. I know you can't always help when you need to go, but if you plan on going, like, my favorite time is, like, just before halftime, you know, because, you know, at halftime, everybody's going to be rushing out to the concession stand and to the restroom, and there's going to be a line, and you're probably not going to make it back before the second half kickoff. You know, you run the risk of running out of toilet paper. So, you know, go right before halftime, before people get up.
And one of the other things, and you taught me this, was an app that we use on our phone. So when you're in a strange town and you have to take a potty break somewhere, sit or squat, and it tells you where the clean bathrooms are and ones to avoid.
Yeah, I love Sit or Squat. It's a fun app. It's user-generated, and people are able to rate different public bathrooms. And if you're ever bored, just go in there and read some of the reviews that people list of the public restrooms.
Have had many a good laugh over reading reviews.
Yeah, we have. One of my favorite things that somebody said was for emergency use only. That's what they had written about that.
Yes, you're clear.
I saw another one. Somebody complained that the phone number on the men's room wall had been disconnected.
Yes. And one of my things that I've noticed from going to big sporting events, and now because when you carry a purse as a woman, they always, you know, that you have to wait. If you travel light, you can go in the line if you don't have a purse. But if you're carrying a purse, you're going to always get pushed over to the longer line where they have to look through your purse and all this stuff. So my tip is to travel light, wear pants with a couple of pockets and put your money and your phone in there and try not to have to lug a purse because you'll have to go in that line and have them look through your bag.
That's why I never carry a purse to a major sporting event.
Yet, anyway.
Not yet. We need to talk about flights and hotels.
As soon as you know you're going, that's when you make your reservation.
Absolutely. Book it. Availability for the flights and the hotels can, you know, be very scarce. And, mm-hmm. you know, booking early will assure that you have a place to stay.
Yes, a couple years ago, remember when the Super Bowl was in Dallas and you and I had flown out and it was very difficult. It was a last minute trip. Remember that?
I do. I remember that well.
Places.
Kind of live and learn. You know, we learn from our mistakes.
Exactly. Don't do what we do.
Yeah. Which brings us to another tip, and that's to consider all the costs before booking your hotel. You know, while hotels in outlying areas are generally less expensive than the hotels that are in town, you may find that you can actually save some time and money by staying at a pricier hotel that's like within walking distance of the venue or of public transportation, especially when you factor in the cost of renting a car and paying to park or hiring a taxi to get you to and from the event.
Not to mention, you know, sitting in traffic.
Right. So that's, you know, something to maybe take into consideration. It may be worth paying a little bit more per night for the hotel when you don't have to pay all these other costs.
Yeah, I'm all about convenience. I think that if you can find something that's reasonable close by, or even in my case, that's not so reasonable, but it's convenient.
And heck, I'd just rather walk and burn off the calories from all the tailgating than having to get in a car and drive around in all the traffic in a town that I'm not that familiar with. And yes, I did end my sentence with a preposition, but we're up against a break and I'm from the South, so it's okay.
Has your checkbook, your boss, your spouse, your kids, your parents, your significant other, or lack thereof got you down? Then you need therapy. We're all a little nuts. That's why Midlife Road Trip's not-so-usual therapy session is the most productive way to waste your time on the internet. Therapy begins each Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with a fun new topic every week. You can join the fun by following #NUTS on Twitter or Midlife Road Trip's Facebook fan page, voted by Rick and Sandy as the funniest chat on Twitter. You'll not want to miss Nuts, where straitjackets are optional, but a sense of humor is required.
And we are back, and we've got just a couple of more tips for traveling to major sporting events, and then we're going to talk about some travel apps that are really useful for traveling just about anywhere, whether it's a sporting event or something else. But right now, we want to talk about where to purchase your tickets. You want to be careful because right now there are a lot of scams involving counterfeit tickets. So you'll want to be sure and purchase your tickets from a team-sanctioned reseller or through a site like, StubHub?
Mm-hmm. I think StubHub.com?
Yeah, yeah, they guarantee the ticket. You know, the ticket could still be fake, but you can at least get your money back.
Yeah, you from don't them. Wanna,
oh. Yeah, so, you know, you don't want to just meet somebody on Craigslist that has one, a ticket for sale.
Or somebody standing outside that you have no clue who they are.
Right, and except, you know, some places they have licensed ticket brokers, but they're usually required to wear a badge or something. So, you know, buying from somebody like that may be okay to do that. You know, another little tip, if you do want to buy one from an individual, you know, tell them you want to take their picture or see their driver's license so you can show the police in case they're selling you a fake one.
No, that's a good idea.
You know, and if they want to sell the ticket, I think they'll let you do that.
Yeah.
And if they're kind of hesitant, you know, they may be selling a fake ticket.
Yeah, or if they're running.
Yeah.
If all you see is their back and their heels as they take off, yeah, that I would suggest that probably not to buy from them.
Yeah, you don't want to have to chase somebody to buy a ticket from them. You know, the last thing I wanted to touch on was to be respectful of your opponent's fans. You know, these diehard fans show up to these games in varying states of sobriety, and things can easily escalate from just teasing to taunting to provoking to outright fights. So just ignore the idiots. Let them say what they want to say. Just turn a deaf ear to them. Walk on. You paid way too much money to get to this event to get ejected from the stadium or worse, thrown in jail. So just let it go.
Yeah, just be polite. I mean, they're being kind and you can still have fun.
Yeah, you can slam them on social media when you get home.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be a soul loser. There is nothing worse than people who can't lose gracefully. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Unless it's my team.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, I mean, really, try to keep your composure and limit your liquid intake.
Oh, I was going to say stay hydrated.
You know, there's limited bathrooms when you have 50,000 people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So that's my other tip.
And speaking of bathrooms, we already talked about the Sit or Squat app, but what are some of your other favorite travel apps?
Well, one of the things we always do is our Expedia app. Mm-hmm. If you bundle your stuff together, it simplifies. I'm all about simplifying. So if you do decide to stay out of town and you rent a car and you need an airline, you can do it all at once.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. And yeah. I like, you know, one of the things on the Expedia app, it has a geolocation thing, so it kind of knows where you are, and it'll, mm-hmm. you know, pop up with some last-minute deals,
too.
Well, you know, Twitter. We did that in, I think, in Chicago when we were going to take our big Amtrak cross-country trip. And we used the Expedia app, and I got a great deal on a hotel just right there last minute because mm-hmm. I didn't book early like I normally advise everybody to do.
Mm-hmm. And Twitter. I like Twitter and Instagram, and because I like to brag about where we are, because, like, if we get, you know, if we're, like, at some fancy event, share it.
Yeah, yeah. Make your friends jealous. I mean,
exactly.
That's part of the fun.
Exactly. So I always think it's fun to, you know, sharing stuff. Especially when it comes to food, because I love to take, you know, that is like my secret obsession, is taking pictures of food.
I know. You should change your Twitter handle to the food porn queen or something.
It's a weird passion to have, but I do love to take pictures of food. So.
Well, and speaking of food, another app that I really like is Yelp. You know, mm-hmm. for reading reviews. And food spotting is really good, another good one. Because what I like about food spotting is all the different pictures of the food. So you go into a place and you can look at the menu, basically, rather than just reading it. You can see pictures that people have taken of different items that you're thinking about ordering.
Mm-hmm. And if we go to a different country, just say you're at the Running of the Bulls.
Yeah.
Is that a sporting event or is that just crazy?
I think that's just a celebration, but I mean, it's a big crowd event. So, I mean, you could.
So there's a currency converter app you can use for that. And you have, I love, we were somewhere out of the country and you had an app on your phone that translated the menu.
Yeah, World Lens.
World Lens.
LENS
for us.
LENS, yes.
Southern?
Yep.
Okay.
And you can put the language that you want it to convert to, and you just hold your phone over it, and it'll change the words.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I have no idea, but it's really cool. To make sure, I use it just to make sure I'm going in the right restroom when I'm
traveling. Well, usually, the picture of the girl with the skirt, I mean.
Yeah, well, they don't always have that, though.
That's the universal woman's room.
Yeah, that would be helpful if they, you know what else would help? I know this is off on a tangent, but it would be very helpful if on some of these, there was some kind of universal standard on how to flush a toilet. You know, cause last time I was in Italy last summer, every toilet flushed differently. And you have to spend a lot of time kind of looking around trying to figure out how's this going to flush.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Maybe somebody needs to come up with an app for that.
A flushing app.
Yeah, a flushing app.
Good to know.
Yep. And, you know, with us being in midlife, one of our big things is keeping organized.
Mm-hmm. Simplifying and organizing.
Simplified and organized. And so one of my favorite apps, and I know it's one of yours too, is TripIt for organizing our itineraries and everything. And we just so happen to have someone from TripIt as our guest today.
Today's guest is the social media and content manager for TripIt. Her name is Jess Skelton, and she's going to give us the lowdown, the inside, the outside, all the reasons that we and everyone else should be using TripIt.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for being here. We love TripIt. Oh, that's so nice to hear. I was a user of TripIt for about 5 years before I actually started working here. So I've been a user longer than I've been working here, and it was so exciting to be able to join a company that has a product that I'm so passionate about. And so what TripIt does, there's a free app and then there's a premium app. The free app organizes all of your travel. So say you're going to New York for, I was in New York for a business trip recently. So all of my confirmations, so airline tickets, hotel reservations, restaurant reservations, actually didn't have a rental car this time, but if you wanted to book a rental car, you could take all of those confirmation numbers and emails and just forward them to your TripIt account. All you need to do is forward them to plans@tripit.com, and we'll automatically make you a master itinerary. So imagine instead of fumbling around at the airport looking for your confirmation number when you're checking in, you can just use TripIt, pull up the app, find your confirmation number, and type it in. So from the beginning of your travel to the end of your travel, TripIt is there to help keep you organized. You'll see, hey, I need to be at the airport. My flight leaves at 10 p.m. My check-in time is the next day at 6 a.m. I have restaurant reservations for lunch at 12 p.m. You'll be able to see just everything line by line, which if you're anything like me and can be a little discombobulated at times, is super useful.
We can be discombobulated.
Like you, I'm telling you, we're very discombobulated. But one of the things that I loved about TripIt is when you're getting off the plane, you turn on your phone, and there's a gate change.
Yes, and that's great. And that's a feature that's part of our premium product called TripIt Pro. And TripIt Pro retails for $49 a year, And you get all of that awesome organizing capability that the free app has. But then there's a lot of other features that are insanely useful if you are a frequent traveler, or even if you're not a frequent traveler and you just feel like you need someone watching your back at all times, TripIt Pro is definitely the way to go. So like you said, there are notifications. So if your gate changes at the last minute, or if your flight is delayed or canceled, TripIt Pro will send you an email, an SMS, or a push notification, depending on what you prefer. Or I just have all three, so I make sure I'm, no matter where I'm looking, just getting like blasted with information. I'm like, oh my gosh, my flight has been delayed. I, you know, can sit and have a beer at the bar, not, you know, rush to get to my gate. And then TripIt Pro also has, there's a loyalty points organizer called Point Tracker. So you can keep all of your hotel, rental car, any sort of loyalty program, credit card rewards in one convenient location. One of my personal favorite features is called Seat Tracker. So I don't know, have you guys ever gotten on a plane and found out you're stuck in the middle seat?
Oh yes.
it's my absolute nightmare, especially on some of those longer flights. So what TripIt Pro does through Seat Tracker is that actually you're able to pull up the aircraft that you're on for your flight and say you see, oh wow, I'm in a middle seat. That is the worst. You can put an alert on the seat that you prefer. So I'm personally a window girl. I like to sit near the window. I know most people tend to be aisle, but you can put an alert on the seat that you like, and when a seat opens up that matches that criteria, we'll let you know, so you can call the airline and switch seats, is great. So that saved me so many times, I cannot even tell you.
And I have used that feature, and I love it. I love it, because I'm like you. I have to sit, I have all these like little, you know, like the superstitions, quirks, whatever, but I have to sit in front of the wing, and I like an aisle, and I've got this, and I like to be able to, you know, in case the flight attendants might need my help, I need to have them in full view at all times. So yes, that trip has helped me out with that. So I get my privacy and I'm not so neurotic on the flight.
So what you're saying is we allow you to be super Sandy.
Exactly. It also, the other thing I love about it is, we can share our itineraries. Rick and I live in different cities, yet we're always, on most trips, we're meeting up either in a connecting city or at a destination. And so we share our itineraries between ourselves. And so we always know, you know, what's going on.
That's super useful. And it's, you know, it's even useful for, say, you just want to share a single part of your trip. So I send to my friend that my flight is arriving at SFO at 7:45 p.m. I can send that to my friend, just that little piece of my trip. And, you know, it's really helpful for people who are coming to pick you up, or just kind of keeping people in the loop as to where you are.
One thing of the things that I really love is that all these things are on my phone in the order that I'm supposed to do them. You know, that helps. You know, it's the rental car, then the hotel, you know, then the dinner reservation. It comes out in the right order.
It's like a cheat sheet for your travels.
Well, it is. And, you know, I don't have to go looking through. I used to carry a folder with me and have to, you know, flip through papers trying to get the right reservation number and all of that. But it's all just right there on my phone. So I really love that.
Oh, that makes me so glad to hear. We're just really passionate about making travel easier. Everyone who works here at TripIt is, you know, a frequent traveler, is passionate about travel. So we really understand the pain points that you can go through while traveling. You know, whether it's your flight getting canceled or your flight getting delayed, there's all these little things that can really make travel more stressful. So we're there to try and just make it a little easier for you and a little more enjoyable so you can focus on the fun stuff.
Jess, tell me, how do you guys know about a gate change before the airline? I mean, I've been notified of that a couple of times, and I think that's really cool because then I can start moving before all the other passengers, and I can get the great premium seat next to a place with a phone charger.
Oh, those are the best. Well, that's part of our secret sauce, so I can't can't divulge that information.
But I love that you do. I really don't care how you know.
Engineering team, and we are able to hook up to different flight information. So we're just able to parse that a lot quicker sometimes than some of the airlines.
Well, hats off for doing that. I love that.
It's definitely a great feature and has saved my life personally so many times.
Now, I've noticed on your website there's a Trip It for Teams tab. What is that?
Trip It for Teams is our business-to-business product. So if you are planning travel for your company or for a group of people in your company, they actually don't have to do any work. They will download Trip It, the app, and they can create an account. And then one single person can create all of the travel plans for a big group of people. Oh. So it just kind of takes the pain out for having employees to book their own travel.
Oh, that's good.
That's actually a whole nother product that we offer.
I know y'all got a lot of cool stuff. So I'm looking for. I want to be a part of a team now, just so I can do that.
Hey, aren't we a team?
Yeah, well, we are a team.
I guess we're a duo. Well, Rick, you could plan all of your travel for you and Sandy and then just hook up to Teams, and then she doesn't have to do any work. She can just kick back and relax.
Except I'm so specific with my travel, Rick would have a nervous break.
Yeah, it would never work.
Like I said, I have a certain spot. I have to sit in the plane, and I have to have a certain kind of room on a certain floor, and it's just very complicated.
That's how you know you're a seasoned traveler.
And Rick, he doesn't care. He's happy about anything. I'm like, okay.
No, I don't like the middle seats. That's my only little pet peeve. But I like the aisle or the window. I actually prefer the window. I like to take pictures,
So. Me too.
You know, one of the ways we've really enjoyed engaging with Trip It is through Twitter on Trip It Chat. Could you tell us a little bit about that, how it got started, how long it's been going on, and all of that?
So Trip It Chat has been around for about a year and a half, and we work with Matthew Long from the blog Landlopers, and he is actually in charge of running the little circus that is Trip It Chat. But what it is, it's a chat that happens on Twitter on the third Thursday of every month, although next month it's actually going to be on the second, because we're going to be attending South by Southwest. But it's just a place for people to come every month and talk about a new and interesting travel topic, whether it's tips and tricks for business travel or hot new destinations. We really just wanted to set out to build a community of passionate travelers and people who are also passionate about Trip It and engaging with our brand.
It's always fun. A lot of people have a really good sense of humor on there, but you also learn a lot from other travelers. You know, we get ideas for places to go and things to do just from Trip It Chat.
Yeah, there's a lot of great tips during that hour.
It's just so much fun, and I'm in awe of how it's grown since its inception. Every month that we just see astronomical growth in the number of people joining and the number of people engaged in the content that's coming out of that. And it's just, bottom line for us, it's just fun. That's the most important part. And then number two, it just, it feels like a place where you can come talk to travelers who know a lot and who can share their experiences and their likes and dislikes with you. It's a really great community, and a major tip of the hat to Matt Long for really spearheading that for us.
Yeah, we know Matt, and we think he does a great job with that.
He does a fabulous job. I was actually on a call with him this morning, just a little check-in, and I was telling him how excited I am for this week's Trip It Chat.
What's the topic this week?
The topic this week is connected travel.
Connected travel, okay.
So having to do with all things tech, apps, smart luggage, kind of new and innovative things in travel tech.
All right. One complaint I have about Trip It Chat is, and it's because of the growth, is people tweet faster than I can read. I mean, that thing just flies by.
I know. I have a problem.
But that's a good problem to have, though.
It is a great problem to have.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us today about TripIt and TripIt Chat. And we've had a blast. And thank everybody at TripIt for making our travel lives easier and more fun.
Yeah, thanks for keeping us organized and from getting lost and keeping us safe.
Oh, of course. Thank you guys so much for having me. We're big fans of Midlife Road Trip here at TripIt, so we're just excited to be able to be on the podcast.
Yay. Well, thank you. And I think that's all we have time for today. So, everybody, thank you so much. And we'll
see you at TripIt Chat.
Yeah, see you at TripIt Chat. All right, goodbye.
Well, you don't want to be a cougar, and you don't want to be a fool, because the kids are grown and you need to get out, so you need to break all the rules, go on a midlife road trip.